Well, thank you so much again for being here with us. I am Sandy Waters, and this is called Neighbors in Need. If you are new to the show, this is where we take a few minutes and we spotlight, showcase the awesome people in Rochester and the awesome not-for-profits in Rochester. And today, when you say awesome, you can underline that for this woman, because Lindsay Jewett, you truly are amazing. Thank you so much.
Aww, for thanks, Sandy.
Coming back in. Lindsay is, I mean, now your focus, your main focus is Best Buddies.
Yes.
But you are one of those people that you're just everywhere. You're constantly helping out somebody.
You try. You try to be open and honest and see what people need. And it can be as simple as holding a door open for somebody. And I think that those things kind of get taken for granted nowadays.
Yeah.
Yesterday I held a door open for a lady and she like thanked me for like 10 minutes. I was like, it's fine. Like carry on. Carry on with your day. It's okay.
Sweet.
But she was so like taken aback. So you try to put good in the world when you can.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about Best Buddies for those that are not aware yet of what it is.
So Best Buddies, it's Best Buddies International. So we are actually all over the world. We were founded 30 years ago. This is our 30-year anniversary, which is super exciting, by Anthony Kennedy Shriver. So Eunice's youngest son. So Eunice founded Special Olympics. So we're kind of part of that whole family of inclusion. We came to Rochester in 2016, which seems like a really long time ago now, by the Golisano Foundation. And we still work very closely with them. And basically what we do is we work with school districts and colleges and really try to make their environments more inclusive. We make sure that everyone has a friend, make sure everyone feels like they belong. And those are things that as we see as times change and things get more complicated, it's really important for kids to feel like they have a support system. We've been, like I said, in the area since 2016. We've opened almost 50 school-based programs, which is kind of unheard of in our organization. But I think that just speaks to Western New York and the power of people wanting to feel inclusive. So we're still going. We were just talking before we started. It's just always something. Always something. It's always good stuff, but it's always busy. We work with about 1,500 different kids. So
wow,
it's pretty crazy.
And now getting into the school districts, I mean, you said it's record number of school districts jumped on board initially. But are there still some that were?
Yeah. So I think now that we, as we grow and even since we started having the conversations with people, now people see it and now they see it in action. And now they've seen it for 2 or 3 years. They see the impact on kids. They see the impact on their families. And now they want it. We do have districts that tell us no. We do have districts that say that they don't need the inclusive programs, that they have something that already fits for them. And it's really just a conversation for us to have with them and to understand that this is a very different program than what's being offered.
How is it different? So
yeah.
So the school districts who say, like, pretend I'm a school district, I'm like, Lindsay, we got it covered.
Yeah, we got it covered. We do unified sports. So we have programs like Ties. So they are doing things in their school communities to be inclusive. So they are on the right track. What's different about Best Buddies is that we are there all the time. We are constantly supporting. It's not based on an event. It's not based on a sporting activity. It's not based on, once a month type of situation. We really build lifelong friends for these kiddos. Which I think is different. And it's more about how we impact the entire school community and not just focusing on those kiddos that have disabilities. I think sometimes the focus of these programs are, okay, well, how can we help somebody else? But in the end, you end up helping yourself more than I think you are. And we see that with a lot of our typical peers, where they get more out of this than our kiddos that have disabilities. So that's what we really want to talk to school districts about. Our programs are free from kindergarten through eighth grade, which I think is also unique. I think a lot of organizations come in and they say, okay, well, here's what we want to do. And it sounds great and sounds fabulous, but here's your bill. And with school districts and with cuts, that's the last thing they want to see. When you get into the high school and college-based programs, it's a $300 fee. compared to other programs, it's not.
Yeah.
And we're supportive. We have 3 staff members for Western New York. We're there to be supportive. We talk to advisors. We talk to students. We talk to parents. My phone is never quiet. Neither are my 2 staff members. And that's a good thing. People feel comfortable. They feel like they can be a part of our group. We just had our walk last weekend, I think. I'm losing track of time. Where we went $10,000 over goal.
Over goal.
Which is amazing for a nonprofit, especially in their third year. But that just means we can open more programs so we can impact more lives. So we have to just keep pushing forward.
So when you say this is free for the school districts, this is where you're getting the money, these fundraising events like this.
Yeah, so we write grants. We have some collaborative partners like this Buffalo Sabres. We work very closely with them. We work with the Golisano Foundation. We work with other foundations in the area. But then we do have 2 events each year to help us raise funds for our programs, the Friendship Walk being one of them. And that's mainly focused on families and kids. They come, they walk with their parents, they come walk with their buddies. And then in the fall, we do something called Champion of the Year, which Sandy has been involved with many a times, where we pick individuals from our community and they come in, we match them with a buddy so they can really learn what the program means to families. I think that's the biggest thing that we've had taken away from Champions is, what does this mean to this kid and his parents to feel included in their school community or feel included in their community? That's in the fall, and we're looking for champion candidates. So if anyone would like to be involved, I think we're going to have a record-breaking year for champions as well. We're working with the RPD, which is a new partnership as well. So we're really excited about a lot of things that are kind of coming through the pipeline. But, you know, it's always something different, always something exciting. We're not cookie cutter, which I think is another big thing that's different about us, is we'll do whatever we need to do to get into schools. We'll do whatever we need to do, raise a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the world's changing quickly and nonprofits are changing quickly. So we need to kind of keep on that trend of what's next, what's new, what's exciting, especially when you're working with teenagers. They get bored very easily.
That's true, too. But, you know, and I noticed this working with you guys so much that you really listen when you say you're not cookie cutter. You really listen to what the family's needs mm-hmm. are, because how many conversations do you have with the parents? You know, you yourself don't have a child. Mm-mm. You are too young for that, honey. But you don't have a child, but you interact with these parents mm-hmm. who do. And they say things that, you know, I've heard parents say that I'm like, oh, God, I have a kid. I never even thought of that, that difficulty, that hurdle that mm-hmm. you guys have to kind of go over. And that's awesome that you are there to say, okay, we're your support. What do you need?
Yeah. And I think that is a great example of some of our programming. So, you know, Best Buddies lays out a bunch of program for us to do. We follow those procedures and protocols just like any nonprofit does with that has satellite offices. But I had a parent come up to me and she's like, okay, well, now what does my kid do all summer? She's not an extended school year. Her program ends in June or whatever it ends. And now what does my kid do? She's not going to sit at home all summer and like stare at her iPad, because that's what all the kids do these days, or I don't know, play video games. I don't know what goes on.
Yeah.
So we started our summer-based program, which is, if you're in Best Buddies or even if you're not in Best Buddies and you want to come along just to see what Best Buddies is, we have free summer programming. And it's something as simple as going to Highland Park and taking a walk. Kids have something to do with other kids and make them feel like they're a part of something that may not be like a camp or, you know, a day hab thing. It's more something like, let's collaboratively go. Let's go to the public market. We go to the public market all the time. It's a favorite thing to do.
And parents feel safe and secure saying, okay, yeah, go. Because a lot of parents are very protective.
Well, and we always invite parents. So we always say, if you want to stay, stay. Most of the times kids, if they're new, they'll say, okay, mom, stay with me. Mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. 10 minutes later, they're gone. But we really do try to listen to families. I think the biggest impact that we've had, though, is on parents of kiddos that have disabilities that weren't feeling included in their school community, because they only know the kiddos that are in their classroom and those parents. They don't know the typical parents. They don't go to PTA things. They have their own groups. So everyone's kind of segregated, and we've kind of brought everyone together, which has been really cool.
That's awesome. So these summer programs are free, you said?
Almost all of them are free. Some of them have a little bit of a fee if you're going to the zoo. And the zoo the county actually granted us a bunch of free tickets. I think 150 free tickets, which is amazing.
Wow.
So we really try to make it free, because we don't ever want financial things. We don't ever want them to be a barrier. And what's great is it's usually 50-50. So 50 kids do not have disabilities. 50 kids do. You know, so it's more kind of an inclusive environment. We have leads. We have interns. We have great staff. We are ready to go. And a lot of our families trust us as staff members to be with their kiddos. And, you know, we always say we don't have a ton of behavior issues. We don't have a lot of, you know, anger issues come out, which is always a problem with families that have some kiddos that have disabilities. We don't see those at Best Buddies. I think because people feel heard. The biggest thing with our kids is people are talked to, not at. And I think that that's a hard lesson for a lot of education people, because they have so many other things to do. I was in teaching for a long time, and you have so many things you need to accomplish, and you have so many kids, and it's hard to have that time where kids can talk together and be collaborative. So we really try to do that.
I forgot that you were a teacher too.
A little bit, yep.
In your before life.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've had like six lives. I thought about that this morning, actually.
You always come in with a new title. Like,
I know. I've done a lot of things. I'm older than I look, so. But I mean, I think that everything leads you to your next path. And you know, I had a kiddo that I had worked with at the school district I was at. And when I got hired for Best Buddies, he was the first kid I thought of, because I know he didn't have any friends. And I was like, well, how can I help kids like him? And I went right back to that school district. The school district accepted the program, you know, so things do come full circle, I think, especially in life. But
that is the big thing as a parent. When you hear your kid talk about, you know, the friendships that they have in class, it warms your heart, like, okay. They're okay.
Yeah.
Now, when your kid doesn't have those stories, or they have the stories of, I just sat by myself at lunch.
I mean, how terrifying is that for a mom?
Devastating.
Those are, I always tell our students that we work with, I'm like, if I go into your cafeteria and I see someone sitting alone, and I go over there and I ask them if they want to be sitting alone, and they say yes, then that's fine. But if they say no, that's a problem. And I think that people underestimate the value of being kind, whether it be saying hi in the hallway, whether it be sending a text message saying, mm-hmm. how's your day? And even for kiddos that don't have disabilities, I think our programs really impact their day, and they see the impact that they can have on other people, which is, you can't teach that. There's not a class on like citizenship. There's not a class on how to be a nice human. Like, there's not classes like that, and there can't be. There's not enough time in the day. But we're able to go in and help those kids understand those things.
And make it completely natural. These relationships, friendships are completely natural.
Yep. Some kids don't vibe. That's what I would say, is like, who are you vibing with? Like, do you like this person? You want to spend? And it's always the kids I don't think are going to vibe that end up like being best friends, which is really cool to see. And I just proved myself wrong.
And we love following. And if I encourage you to follow Best Buddies on, you know, social media, all the platforms. But it's so cute to see the little kiddos.
Yeah.
Oh, we started
in kindergarten. That started last year. And that was a push by me because I had worked in elementary school. I'm like, this is where this is where it starts. Like, this is where kids are separated into different classrooms. And when you're in kindergarten, first grade, you don't see a difference. You just see someone that wants to play with you. So we started that program last year, and we started with Pittsburgh School District, which has been amazing. Their programs have over 100 kids in each of them. Like, there's so many kids involved. But the best part about that is there's a relationship between two young men, which is, if you follow us on social media, you know these kids, Alex and Henry. And Alex, the first couple times I met him, had said, you know, I really like Best Buddies. And I was like, oh, that's great. Like, so exciting. And he's like, because Henry used to be in my class, and I used to see him a lot. And now I don't see him because he's in a different classroom. He's like, at Best Buddies, I can spend time with him.
Aww.
And, you know, for a first grader to say that to you, he understands there's a difference. He understands that he doesn't get to spend time with his friend. But now he understands that there's a difference and why it had to happen. But he wants to see him. They're the best of friends. They're the cutest things ever. They spend a lot of time together. And their parents have become friends. And I think for, you know, Henry's mom, Henry has Down syndrome. For Henry's mom, it's been a great experience for her to feel like more included in her school, because she has two kids that are typical. And, you know, she can have conversations with typical parents. But when it comes to Henry, I think she really wants him to feel included. And I think one time she had said to me, and Beth, if you're listening, I'm really sorry that I'm blowing you up here. But she had said, you know, before Henry was identified as having Down syndrome, and now he's celebrated for being Henry. And that's just such a big difference and such a shift. I think that, you know, he's just Henry. No one says Henry has Down syndrome. It's Henry.
It's Henry. You know? Which is the way I feel like it's going, right? Mm-hmm. We're going in that direction.
There's a change. There's definitely, and I've noticed it because I started the office in 2016. And now as we get into 2019, 2020, there's a difference. And there's a difference when we talk to school districts. They want these things for their kids, and their families are becoming more educated. I think that's the biggest thing too. Parents are understanding the differences, and they understand what their kids need. Mm. We work with other organizations, and I can speak very highly of Autism Up and Gigi's Playhouse and groups that we've collaborated with, because they're giving the parents information that they didn't have before.
Yeah.
They're giving them the tools. They're giving them speech classes or handwriting classes so they could communicate better. There's so many things that are happening in Rochester and in Western New York that's different. And that really works to educate people on what's best for their kids. And again, no one has the answers. I mean, you could have 15 kids and not have the right answers. And every kid's different. So even if you have a typical kid and you have all the right tools, it may not work for that kid.
Yeah.
I always use the example of my sister and I. My sister and I were same parents, same household, complete polar opposite people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To the point where people are like, you guys are related? Like, yep.
Are you sure?
Yep. Are you sure? Like, but that's what happens. And it's just people are different, and we have to accept their differences and learn how to work towards people's differences. So that's what we try to do.
Awesome. Best Buddies. The Friendship Walk, huge success.
Yes,
but I'm
amazing.
Sure you're already starting to plan the next one.
Yep.
And the summer activities that you guys have and the Champion event that's coming up. How can we help with all of this?
Yep. So the Friendship Walk is really, it'll be next May. But we do start planning right away. And in July and in August, we'll start planning committees, which sounds like it's a long way away, but those dates come up really fast. Mm-hmm. So we've learned to kind of plan throughout the whole year. So we're always looking for committee members and groups to come in and help and be involved. Summer Best Buddies, we're always looking for volunteers, especially college kids that are home that are studying to be OTs or PTs or in education that just want to have some more Understanding of how individuals with disabilities can work really collaboratively with kids that don't have disabilities. So we're always looking for interns. And champions, we're looking for auction items, champions, sponsors, and just for people to come to the event. I mean, Sandy, you've been there the past couple of years. It's really just an event.
We always cry. We do.
And it one of those things with champions, it's just you see people really understanding what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And you see a cultural shift, and that's what we want to see. The Friendship Walk's fabulous. Like, the kids love it. The kids, it's more of a party.
It's like a run around and play.
Yeah.
And awesome.
This year we had dunk tanks. We had some people like, you guys can't be it anymore. It was freezing. But we try to do fun stuff like that to keep the kids excited. Yeah. They love it. They love dunking us. Every one of our events is focused on families and kids and really how we can expand our programming, because at the end of the day, we want to be in every school so that in 10 years, we're having a very different conversation about inclusion. Yeah.
Awesome. So. Awesome. Awesome. Best buddies, follow them on social media. Lindsay Jewett, you can reach out to her at any time because her phone doesn't stop ringing. Yep. So, yep. You know, this we just true. Spent the last 15 minutes with uninterrupted.
It's on mute.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten 3 messages. It's
have
okay,
you,
though.
Really?
Yeah. I think I would be lost if I didn't have.
Oh my God.
I was just telling Sandy, I'm leaving for a couple weeks. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do without talking to people. I mean, I'm so used to it.
Oh my God, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for always having us.